You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, gang. I felt it necessary to open up the first hour with some news of the day before we set the record straight. Well, not really set the record straight, just reiterate the fact that we apologize for nothing that we say, and we recant nothing that we say here on this radio program. Everything that we say is carefully thought out and presented with professionalism. And therefore, we're very aware of what our positions are. And to say again, we don't apologize for them. And I think that's one of our greatest attributes, one of the things that brings people to this show, one of the things that sets this show apart. One of the problems that our ruling class has, particularly those sociopaths in high-ranking elected office, they're scared of what effeminate men and manly women in the media write about them. I'm not. I don't care. I just don't care. I have abjured the realm. But what's happened since the last program has raised my eyebrows a little bit. Again, to keep up with all of the stories that have been written about our show, going back now 12 years, is very monotonous, and I don't always catch them all. A lot of them slip through. But this week there was about a dozen stories that I could find, and I didn't look very hard or very long, but I found at least about a dozen that were attacking me for advocating proper gender roles. It was a very basic and fleeting common sense observation that I made during last week's broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. I collected about a half a dozen of these articles and posted excerpts from them to our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Then I got bored, but it was a pretty good representative sampling. Let's start with this one. The headline reads, "Conservative Christian leaders say Clinton can't be president because she's a woman." Conservative Christian leaders, including pastors, entertainers, and television radio show hosts, have come out swinging against the idea of a Hillary Clinton presidency. According to many, not only can the former senator not be president, she shouldn't even be the ruler of her own home under God's law. And of course, they put God in parentheses, or should I say quotations. The story continues, conservative Christian radio personality James Edwards of the Political Cesspool made his opposition to a Clinton presidency based on her gender the subject of a recent broadcast. It wasn't the subject. I think I made one reference to it. It took about 2 minutes total, so it was hardly the subject of the show. But nevertheless, I said it. I stand by it. On Saturday, June 30th, the story continues, the self-avowed Christian conservative broadcast his anti-Clinton sentiment for the world to hear. During his explanation of why, as a conservative, he can't endorse Hillary Clinton for president based on her gender, Edwards had a few things to say about his so-called biblical stance. No, it's not so-called at all. It's absolutely biblical, and so you can take out the so-called. Under God's law, they quote me as saying, a woman should not have dominion over the house. There are natural roles and abilities that men and women have that are God-ordained, Edwards said. Yes, I said that. I stand by it. It is in the Bible. I don't recant. I don't apologize. What do they expect me to do? Apologize for that? That's not even controversial. Basic common sense suggests that there are, in fact, different abilities that men and women have. Women are not physically as strong as men. And that's another reason why it's just such a degenerate and perverted notion that women should be serving in the military. I guess chivalry itself is now chauvinistic. Chivalry is anti-woman, to want to protect the mothers of our children, those who have the wombs that can bring life into this world from going in and to war. That's somehow anti-woman. No, quite the contrary, actually. And it lists some other people in this article that have agreed with me or with whom I'm in agreement, or however you want to put that. But listen, I don't think Hillary Clinton should be president for many, 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 many reasons. But that is certainly one of them. That is absolutely certainly one of them. Unequivocally, that is one of them. What else can I say? Another article, The Logic of Complementarianism. Don't vote Hillary because she's female. Now, this comes from Christian Today. This is, I guess, supposedly some sort of a Christian publication. And you've got this supposedly Christian writer bashing Christians for taking a biblical stance on the natural roles of men and women. Lots of U.S. evangelicals don't want Hillary Clinton as president because of her liberal views on abortion. Others think she's untrustworthy. However, for some, her candidacy should have never been ruled out from the start for what they claim is a thoroughly biblical reason. She is female. Who are these people? And it mentions Sam Reuerer, president of the American Pastors Network, who quoted Isaiah 3:12, which says, "As for my people, children are their oppressors and women rule over them." The verse has been used by many as a scriptural condemnation of women serving in places of leadership. There are obviously a number of interpretations of this verse, but the real question remains, is that verse specifically a condemnation of a woman, that a woman should never be in a place of political leadership? And then it says another conservative, James Edwards, on his radio show, The Political Cesspool, quote, "Should Hillary Clinton be president of the United States, under God's law, a woman should not even have dominion over her household. There are natural roles and abilities that men and women have that are God-ordained, and together they are complementary of one another, and together a man and a woman can raise a family." Well, of course, I said that. It does take both a man and a woman working together and in cooperation, the pieces, the abilities that a woman has, and the pieces and the ability that a man has when put together complement one another, and that is the biblical and God-inspired nuclear family that is the foundation of any healthy society. Again, that this notion could at all be considered controversial just goes to show how sick America has become. And make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, a major factor in the decline that we see in this country is directly correlated with this country's rejection of Christ and Christianity. Now, I know there's a debate out there in some of our circles. Were whites great for Christianity, or was Christianity great for whites? Well, I think you can say that they've both been great for one another, but certainly the fact that this country has turned from God is clearly running parallel with the decline that this nation has seen since the 1960s. There are other factors, to be sure, but that is, in my opinion, a major one, if not the biggest one. Next headline, conservative Christians claim a woman can't be president. Again, didn't we mention this in the first hour? All of the headlines read the same. All of the stories read the same. Early this week on his Christian nationalist radio show, The Political Cesspool, host James Edwards said Hillary Clinton shouldn't be president because women can't even be the ruler of the house under God's law. Well, I got to take a break there because I hear the music. This isn't self-indulgent. I'm going to get to a point on this, and the point will come soon this hour. Stay tuned if you can. We'll be right back.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, folks, I got to speed this up. If you want to read these articles in their entirety, go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Click on the blog entry that I believe was posted on Thursday entitled Media Attacks James Edwards for Advocating Proper Gender Roles. And you can read all of these. I got to speed this up because I got too much to cover tonight. But keep in mind, these are just some of the headlines. Just some, not all, but just some of the headlines written about this program since last Saturday, since we were last together. Christian conservatives claim a woman can't be president. Earlier this week on his Christian nationalist radio show, The Political Cesspool, host James Edwards said Hillary Clinton should not be president because women can't be the ruler of the House under God's law. Edwards said, under God's law, a woman should not have dominion. Haven't I read this about five times before? Well, it's in every article. Edwards is not alone in this belief. It is a common theme among Christian conservatives. Well, that's fine. You know, one thing I've noticed about the three articles that I've read to you so far this evening, I'm referred to properly. The articles are negative, but they do properly identify me as a Christian and a conservative. But don't worry, that doesn't last long, ladies and gentlemen. You know the press. I don't know how these people were allowed to be honest enough to properly refer to me as what I would claim to be myself, but they did. I guess they've undoubtedly been fired by now. But it's a lot better than the libel and slander that the dishonest reporters, which is 99% of them, lavish upon yours truly. As the White House hopes die, GOP continues to reject women and minorities. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan is always trying to put a happy spin on Republicans doing nothing that needs doing. Republicans talk about all the great change Ryan wrought by basically being a carbon copy of John Boehner. They talk about our vision for a confident America, even while their candidate Donald Trump is describing an America as a dystopian nightmare. And then it goes into Trump supporter James Edwards, that had nothing to do with what was previously being written, but Trump supporter James Edwards, the white nationalist host of the Political Cesspool, there's that white nationalist slur again, says under God's law, a woman should not have dominion over her household, let alone be president. For Edwards, who doesn't think that women should have the right to vote, I don't believe I said that last week. In fact, I'm pretty sure I didn't. I asked the question, would this country be better off, in your opinion, if they didn't? I think that was an open-ended question, but I didn't assert that, as this article alleges. The husband is the ruler of the house under God's law, and that's the law I abide by. Well, I did say that. And then it goes on from there. So again, you have them trying to tie us to the Republicans, which I'm certainly not, and us to Trump, which, other than I'm voting for him, I'm certainly not working with him or for him. And then finally, there was a big, long article exclusively about us. Trump-credentialed white nationalist. God's law says women can't be president or vote. A white nationalist radio host who was credentialed by Donald Trump's campaign to cover the Republican National Convention argued that Hillary Clinton was violating God's law by running for president and that women should not have the right to vote. Again, they can't go two sentences without lying, but at least they went half a sentence, and so that's better than normal. And then it gets into some more stuff that I said. Again, I'm getting bored even now. Just it's been a segment and a half. It's tedious, right, folks? It's tedious. Imagine being in my shoes. Do you know how tedious this gets? I don't even like reading it for two segments on my own show. But it's all there. It's all there. If you want to read it at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Just to show you what we go through each week between the times that we convene here on the radio. More articles out there just like the ones I've shared with you. But this is a representative sampling of how this so-called story was treated. Now, let me be very clear, and I've already said this once tonight. I've been doing this for 12 years in radio. I know everything that I say is monitored by the media. I think they have an obsession with me. But because of that, I'm very careful about how I present my opinions. And because I'm careful about how I present my opinions, I never feel the need to backtrack on anything. I stand by every word. Now, we're being conditioned to believe that the traditional nuclear family is bad, when it's actually, as I said a moment ago, but I'll say it again, it's the foundation of any healthy society. I do not apologize for knowing that. I do not apologize for knowing that families, children operate better if they have a loving man and woman, a husband and a wife, working in cooperation to raise them. That's how I was raised. That's how I'm raising my children. You go back and look at these iconic pictures of families back in the 1950s. You have a man coming home from work in a suit. He just went out and worked to provide for his family. You have a mother who is tending to the children, cooking meals, caring for the house. That is, I think, a very good model. And guess what? Contrary to the lies that the feminists tell you, women are happier doing that. Believe me, I know. So if this is now an extremist position, one that warrants a dozen articles written because I say that men and women have God-ordained natural abilities, and even if you can't go that far, just to say that nature bestowed, if you can't say God, say nature bestowed upon the sexes. And I'm also one of these extremists that believe there's only two genders. I don't believe there's 57 genders like they're trying to tell you either. I think there's two. And anyway, say that nature bestowed these different talents and attributes upon man and woman. However, you got to swallow it, but there's no doubt you can see it with yourself. As Steve Saylor said, political correctness is a war against noticing things. Men and women are both capable of doing different things. I can't bring a child into this world. My wife is not going to be able to go out and do hand-to-hand combat as good as I could do it, or as good as a man could do it. That's just basic, simple common sense. But if these are extremist positions now, ladies and gentlemen, consider yours truly to be proud of the fact that he is a radical traditionalist. I don't want you to go and read the comments that followed some of these articles. A couple of these articles had several hundred comments each. And it was just a potpourri of the most vulgar, lewd, outlandish things you could possibly ever read. Between all the articles together, there were thousands of these comments that not only attacked me. Look, it doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. I mean, people think that it would bother you. This is the problem. People have been bothered by what anonymous people are saying in the press and what anonymous commenters are saying on message boards. Folks, if that's enough to get you to run and you're a man, you need to really consider how much of a man you are. It really doesn't bother me at all. The fact that they're talking about me is it actually shows that we're doing what we should be doing. We're out there. We're on the front lines. We're taking on these issues that most people are scared to talk about. And if that's gotten all the way down to men are men and women are women, and that's too much, then folks, there's a lot more serious problems in this country than what we're saying. I can guarantee you that. But these comments, so vulgar and profane, not just attacking me. I don't get upset. I don't get excited. I just continue to do the work. And I really don't take the time to read many of them. But because this was a story that isn't common. I mean, we're normally attacked for being racist or anti-Semitic or white supremacist or neo-Nazis or all of these other outlandish, crazy accusations. And so that story I've read 1,000 times, but to be attacked for saying, for defending God's word, that's a little bit more unusual. So I did poke around just for a couple of minutes. I didn't tie up a considerable amount of my day doing this, a couple of hours by the time I wrote the article and linked to a couple of these pieces. But hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments attacking my family, attacking my wife, attacking my children, because I would dare say that God has gifted upon man and woman certain abilities. And again, I don't want you to go and read these, ladies and gentlemen, but just try to imagine. I really don't want you to imagine it either. I don't want to poison your mind. But the worst things you could imagine, these were things they were saying, not about me, but of my wife and of my children. And so, again, this is the decline of a once great nation that, again, is directly correlated with its rejection of Christianity. And this is a problem that, of course, we're having in Europe as well. When we come back, I'm going to spend just a couple more minutes on this, and then we're going to move on to other matters. Stay tuned.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. As he sought to consolidate his power after succeeding the slain Abraham Lincoln, President Andrew Johnson once instructed his aides, "Whenever you hear a man prating, that is, going on, about the Constitution, spot him as a traitor." One of his predecessors, Andrew Jackson, acted on a similar principle as the military dictator of New Orleans following the end of the War of 1812. In March 1815, Jackson was offended by an anonymous newspaper column that condemned the continuing state of martial law, referring to it as an affront to our oath of making the Constitution respected. He instructed his troops to identify and arrest the author of the anonymous broadside, who proved to be State Senator Louis Loyer. The senator was charged with espionage on the pretext that his invocation of the constitutional limits on executive power gave aid and comfort to a foreign enemy. When a local judge named Dominic Augustin Hall issued a writ of habeas corpus, Jackson dispatched troops to arrest the judge, who was imprisoned next to the senator. The word Jacksonian is often used to describe Trump and his movement. That term, as applied to Jackson's behavior as military governor, was brought to mind by an incident at a Trump campaign rally in Portland, Maine, as a handful of protesters stood silently holding pocket copies of the Constitution. The crowd erupted in jeers and boos that coalesced into a chant of USA, USA as the protesters were led from the auditorium. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
So this is what we're up against, ladies and gentlemen, to wrap up the whole thought on this. And I like sharing with you, ladies, you know, one of the things that's so great about hosting this show is that this show is... it's my show. I mean, it is a perfect reflection of who I am. And I have people who certainly help me do this program that give me the ability and the help that I need to keep it going. Of course, those of you in the audience who give us your prayerful support and your financial support, the brass at the network in Utah, my co-hosts, my staff, we're all volunteers. But ultimately, this show's my baby, and I'm lucky to be able to work with men who have a shared vision, but I'm able to come to you, my listening audience, my family out there on the airwaves, and just be very real and very raw and very honest with you about things that go on in certainly in politics. And I think that we have over the years, I know we have developed that familial bond to where you know me and I know you. And I'm able to talk about my family, and I enjoy sharing that with members of my extended family. And a lot of time it's good news. You know, I'm telling you, hey, this is what we did today. And, you know, we take a little momentary departure from politics, and I'm able to share with you some of the things that go on in the Edwards home. And that's just very special to me to be able to do that with people who care to know and people who care about me and people who care about my loved ones. But in this case, you had this issue, and these stories that have come up this week and all of the attacks that I read against my family. I have a 6-year-old daughter, a 1-year-old son, and they're just the most precious kids. I guess every parent would say that, but they just truly are. They just couldn't be more perfect to me. And then, of course, my wife, who was able to give me that blessing, to give me children, and she's just such a great woman. But I read all of these attacks about them, and it's always the same people that perpetrate these attacks, these malicious hate-filled. You know, it's ironic that we're called a hate radio and that we're called all of the things we are. I guess it's projection from the people who assert that, those things, because that is truly what is in their heart, these black hearts, these reprehensible and evil people who engage in this sort of thing. I can tell you that the things that were written about my family this week, I have never said in public or private, nothing that would even come close about any of my political opponents ever. And of course, a lot of them didn't know who I was. They said, oh, well, look at James Edwards. I bet he's sitting in his mama's basement and he'll never get a wife. He's never had a wife and he'll never be married. Well, let me tell you something. And this doesn't just – I'm telling this to other people who are somewhat on our side of the fence as well. A lot of people know my story. I met my wife when she was a teenager. And I married her when she was 20. I married my wife when she was 20 years old. We celebrated our 10-year wedding anniversary just this year. She did promotional modeling early on and was traveling, working for some of the biggest companies in America. And then we had children, and she never wanted to go back. She is a stay-at-home mom. She is the best mom in the world. She homeschools our daughter. And she supports me 110% in my political endeavors, and not just moral support with a pat on the back. She sits down with me and she licks envelopes. She puts stamps on things. She helps me fulfill orders and helps me with the day-to-day operations of this show. And she's beautiful. All right. So, and she's beautiful. She's just drop-dead gorgeous. We were out today and we were doing a thing with our son, and then we went to a trampoline park with both of our children. And I just stare at her because she is more beautiful today than she's ever been. And so you may be asking yourself, ladies and gentlemen, where do you find a woman like that? Well, I don't think you could find another woman like her that would be supportive of politics that it takes a man to advocate. And I think that's one of the reasons she fell in love with me, is because I was driven, because I do believe in something enough to stand for it and fight for it. And I think there's something very attractive about those qualities to a woman. But boy, did I ever hit the jackpot. And she's is beautiful, more beautiful today than she was even when she was 20. And you say, where do you find somebody like that? Well, at church. I found her at church. At church. And this goes back to the whole thing about Christianity and our people and Christianity. I know we've got the all-boys club and the alt-right, and I agree with a lot of the things they're doing there. I don't consider myself to be part of the alt-right movement. People ask, well, what are you? I guess I'm just going to get to the point where I say I am what's necessary. But I'm a Christian. I'm a Southerner. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I'm a paleo-conservative, and certainly I'm a pro-white advocate, and that is, of course, what's been my claim to fame, I guess. But all of that in a blender makes James Edwards and makes the show. But I'm telling you, folks, if you want someone, you want to find a woman who has these natural, healthy instincts that will love you and will stand by her man. And it's never guaranteed. Nothing in life in this degenerate age is guaranteed. But if you want to give yourself the best bet to find a good mother, you need to get back in church. If for no other reason, for your family, you need to be in church, even if you can't believe it, even if you don't think it's right, that's where they're at. And let me tell you, especially here in the South, believe me, you go in any given church and it's just drop-dead gorgeous after drop-dead gorgeous, and they have these good conservative instincts that I think a woman needs to have if she's going to be loyal and faithful and true. And so anyway, I'm watching all of these these radical feminists attack me and attack my family and surmise that surely I can't be married. No, I am married. I married a beauty, and she stands by me 100%, and she's fully aware of what goes on, and that's just the greatest blessing that a man could have. And, you know, what's our normal week here? You know, getting down to it, let's just let our hair down here, if we could, if I could, because I don't have any. But our normal week is this. You know, we've still got a one-year-old son who gets up a lot during the night. I wake up about an hour or two earlier than my wife and get the kids situated, get them started, get her up. I start my work day. She starts her day. School's about to start back next week, so we've been focusing on that. And then when work's over, we do family things. We take a walk. We have dinner. We do story time. I always read a story to my daughter every night before bed. Tuck her in. Kiss her goodnight. Spend a little time with my wife. Husband and wife things, taking care of the house, taking care of things that need to be talked about that only we can decide. And then it starts all over again. We spend as much time with our extended family as we can. We're in church every Sunday. We do family activities on Saturday until the show gets together. But, you know, I can't even stand to travel. I was up at the Republican National Convention with Sam Bushman. I said, Sam, I got to get out of here, man. I got to get back home. You know, I was gone 4 days. I missed them so bad. It just was, I could just not be a business traveler. And I do travel a little bit for the show, but I try to limit my time away from home to 1 or 2 days. So being on 4 days for Cleveland was just a day or two too many. And that was one of the reasons I was a day late and even getting up there to begin with. But I think we really are. I'm not trying to put on for you here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not trying to exaggerate it. I mean, certainly we are a real family. So there's times when, you know, there's ups, there's downs. But overall, on the level, it's just a great life. I have had the best life. I wouldn't trade my life for anybody in the world. There's people that have more money than me. It's debatable there are people better looking. I mean, that's tough, but maybe. But I'm telling you, I don't know if there's anybody that could have more. Maybe there's some people that could have as much, but to have a wife like I've got, to have great parents, a great brother, cousins, friends, people who love me, the people who know me, support me, love me, and are loyal to me, what more could a man ever want? What more could a man ever want than to have a family? And to try to live right and to be able to have a platform like this show, thanks to you good people out there in the listening audience, that is making a difference in American politics. We're covered every week in the news because of you. I can do the work. I can do all of these things. But if there's not people out there listening and not people out there, not supporting us and contributing to us, then my best efforts are in vain. If we don't have an audience and we don't have an audience that's supportive and we're not making news and we're not out there and we're not going to these events and we're not taking on the enemy, and we're not telling the whole truth, which of course we do tell the whole truth. But if all of these things aren't happening, it doesn't matter what I try to do. It's just not going to get off the launch pad. So for me to have all that plus this wonderful outlet where I feel as though I'm making a positive difference on behalf of our people, I tell you, and it's a life I made for myself with a lot of hard work. But I couldn't have done it without God's grace and a wife behind me. Those are the two biggest factors right there. God's grace, my wife behind me, my family, my audience, and here we are. And folks, we share in these victories, these triumphs, these difficult moments, and all of it in between. We share in it together, and I love you very much, and I'm so thankful you're there. We're going to be back, and we're going to shift gears.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Welcome back. Get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, I looked at the clock. I thought that was the second segment. I looked in the clock. Time flies when you're having fun and being real. I looked at the clock and noticed that this is the last segment of this hour. So I think what we'll do is this. We caught you up to date on a little flurry of articles about the show in the last week. The week before that, there was another flurry of articles that dealt with the fact that we had gone up to Cleveland. And in some of these articles this week, the author made the mistake of properly identifying me. You can't properly identify somebody the media hates. You got to lie about them. And I don't know how they didn't get that memo, but I was properly referred to in some of these articles. But rewind 2 weeks and you get this headline. Neo-Nazi radio program goes mainstream in the party of Trump. The political cesspool is one radio program that lives up, or rather down, to its name, hosted by neo-Confederate. And again, I don't like the neo-Confederate thing because I'm not neo-Confederate, I'm the real thing. But anyway, hosted by neo-Confederate white nationalist James Edwards, the show, it's constantly racist, constantly, mind you, we're constantly racist, anti-Semitic, and preaching a poisonous mixture of returning America to a founding stock of white Europeans while encouraging secession and the destruction of the federal government. When you pack 10 lies into one sentence, you are getting your money's worth. That guy needs a raise, let me tell you. Not surprisingly, the show is also nationalist, isolationist, and fixed on the idea of eliminating any immigration but that of white Europeans. Until recently, even the most ardent conservatives didn't want to be associated with Edwards, but with the party of Trump, that's all changed. And then it goes on, and I have read several articles. This is the one story that never dies. Every story has a shelf life, except for the whole Donald Trump Jr., James Edwards, Sam Bushman story. That story, apparently, will be going on until the second coming. And it says that while out at a Donald Trump rally in Memphis, that I interviewed several Trump surrogates, including Donald Trump Jr. Very basic fact-checking. Obviously, I didn't interview Donald Trump Jr. at the rally, and it's been well covered, and it's been excessively covered how that interview came to be. But why bother going to the facts when you can just throw this out there and just run with it? Because, hey, what's it matter? Edwards set up camp at the RNC, making no attempt to disguise the nature or focus of his program. And in the broadcast, Edwards bragged that the political cesspool was going mainstream, not because it was pulling back from its neo-Nazi views, but because the Republican Party was moving to meet it. And it goes on with there. It goes on from there. I would like anyone to go back through the 12 years that we have archived. You know, every show we've done is archived. Every show. Archive, going back 12 years, find one where we get on and start advocating for Nazism or neo-Nazi. You find one. Find one and get back to me. But that was a story. There was another story that came out that same week that floated the outlandish. I can't even say it was a conspiracy theory because the author of the piece presented it as fact. Basically, the charge in the article was that Donald Trump Jr. and David Duke have an arrangement worked out behind the scenes. Okay? Stay with me here. They're working together, Trump and Duke, and Trump's going to offer these tepid disavowals of Duke publicly, but he's going to let James Edwards and Sam Bushman come to his rallies or to the Republican convention because, don't you know, we work for Duke. We're Duke's employees, and I swear to you, I got to find that article. I'll post it to the website. I haven't had time. I didn't post any of the articles about our attendance in Cleveland because I didn't have time, but I might go back and post this one because it was a good one. We're working for Duke, paid employees. Trump disavows Duke, but lets us in because he secretly got this thing with Duke going on and they're duping the media together with this act that they have in the press. Well, see, anyway, this is it. This is just another day at the office. This is every week now. We went from getting stories intermittently to monthly to weekly. Now it's almost a daily thing. And that's fine. That's fine. Because what would be worse is that we're not getting the stories. That means our message isn't getting out there. We're not a threat to them. They're not covering us. Folks, you're making all this happen. I got a call from my pastor this week. And it was actually my pastor who gave me the idea or planted the seed in my mind to cover the content that we covered during that first hour. He said, "Hey, James, you know, well, let's." When he calls, we always talk politics. And I've known my pastor. Everybody knows, well, if you've been a regular listener to this show, my pastor has been my only pastor my whole life. I've known him my whole life. He married my wife and I. He led me to Christ. He's buried everyone that I've ever loved that has ever died. My pastor performed the funeral. You call him at 2 in the morning with a problem. He's over at the house to minister to you. He is just one of the single greatest men, other than my father and grandfathers, that I've ever met in my life. I love him to death. He is just a great, great, great man. But we have a very special relationship, but also one where we can cut up and be friends and talk plainly. And so he calls me up and we talk politics. And he called me up this week and said, James, what do you think about this stuff about Trump dropping out? Do you think he's going to drop out? And that's what gave, you know, and then I started looking into it and was seeing some of these articles floating, this outlandish idea that he's going to drop out. But we were talking, and it's just so great. This just gets back to what I was talking about in the previous segment. It's just so great to have people like that in my life that are a sense of normal, that offer me a sense of normalcy, and to know that you have the respect of men that you respect and look up to, and that it's reciprocated. It's just wonderful. And we talked for about an hour, and we talked about the family, and we just talked about different things. But we got back on the Supreme Court thing, and I'm telling you, I guess very few people in my audience will be voting for anyone but Trump. But for the cucks out there, and especially for a lot of these Christians, the so-called Christian leaders that have done everything they can, and my pastor and I were talking about this too, that have done everything they can to try to derail Trump and to denigrate Trump. Either they're paid operatives of the enemy, or they are incredibly foolish. And I don't know which one. And I don't know which one would be worse. But I haven't seen any of the arguments being made why a Christian shouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton, but I've seen so many so-called Christian leaders offer arguments why Christians shouldn't vote for Trump. Well, the alternative is that Hillary Clinton will be elected. Only two people are going to be elected in November, and it's going to be Donald Trump or it's going to be Hillary Clinton. Now, I'm not preaching down to people who vote third party. I have voted third party every time in my life, knowing full well that one of the two people that I'm not voting for is going to win. Normally, though, it's two wings of the same buzzard, whether you got Romney or McCain or whomever versus whoever the Democrats put up. This time, I do think it's enough of a difference to warrant my support. But for people like Russell Moore, do you want Hillary Clinton nominating two or three Supreme Court justices? Because with the way the Supreme Court is currently construed and the amount of power that it wields, that it shouldn't be able to, but that it does, if you give the radical left a huge majority on the Supreme Court, that's it. That is it for at least two or three more generations. And America will not survive two or three more generations. We might not even survive another term or two of Hillary Clinton. We certainly couldn't survive generations. And so for all of these Republican establishment people, all of these Christian leaders, all of these people, this is on them. And maybe that's what they really want. Maybe they are just paid operatives and sociopaths. Who knows? But for everybody else out there that isn't, know that if for no other reason, you can't vote for Trump because he has a bad attitude, he's had other wives in the past, whatever your faults with Trump, one of these two people will win, and one of these two people will be appointing the next Supreme Court justices. And if it's Hillary Clinton, America's finished. That's it. America's finished. All right. Now, with that being said, And to get back to the whole thing about Christians and Christianity, and I've said it so many times, it was the Christian kings that banded together under the banner of Christianity to save Europe, and we have the same players now, the same players. Muslims have been at war with the West and with Europe and with Christianity, which used to be synonymous, since the 600s, since the 7th century. Nothing's changed. We need somebody in there that's going to fix that too, and that's just a little sidebar. But I will say this. Another thing that's happened in the last week, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm glad we're having a lot of time to catch up tonight. We've had so many guests. We've been on the road so much lately. We've had a lot of guests in recent weeks. And so it's good to have just a rare hour tonight where it's just me and you, and we're able to catch up and just talk one-on-one and really just get it all laid out on the table. But I will say this. For those of you within the last week that responded to our special emergency appeal, our next regularly scheduled fundraising drive, our quarterly fundraiser, doesn't start until September 1st. And as you know, we sent out a couple of emails to this effect. We've had three different things come up that are above and beyond our regular budget. The cost of the travel and moving our production up to Cleveland for the Republican National Convention all week a couple of weeks ago, my continuing lawsuit against the major American newspaper, which continues to drag on and is costly, and the equipment upgrades. And I think you'll realize and admit that over the course of the last 2 weeks, our show has been sounding much clearer and much better. Well, that's because we invested in some more equipment. And anyway, those three things, the travel to Cleveland, the lawsuit, where we're the plaintiffs and we're going after the defendants for libel, we've got to stick it to the media, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to win this case. And the equipment, it was costly. It's above and beyond the budget, but a lot of you contributed within the last few days, and I appreciate that. If you would like to contribute but haven't yet, thepoliticalcesspool.org, donate tonight. We'll be back with Sam Bushman himself right after this.